The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Darren Svensson of KDEC Radio in Decorah and Rick Petrie of the Eldora Newspapers. Darren, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, a lot of talk this week regarding the Russian investigation. Donald Trump Jr. and former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort have been granted permission to meet with your Senate Judiciary Committee behind closed doors in a closed session. What was the reason to have these hearings in a closed session rather than in public? And can you understand people being skeptical of a closed session when it comes to a issue like this?
Sure. It's similar to what Kushner, the president's son-in-law, did this morning before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And this is something that both Republicans and Democrats on my committee agree on, because I work very closely with Senator Feinstein in setting this up. And I think the best answer to your question is we can probably get this set up quicker. We can do it without a subpoena because they're accepting the opportunity to come in, except for the fact that it's closed. Any member, or if a member doesn't want to do it, a staff member can do it for the member. Ask any questions that you want to ask, and it's going to all be on the record. So when this record is in print, it can be read by anybody in the country. So there's absolutely no reason to cover anything up except for the fact that this is just an easy way to get started and get ready. Now, Senator Feinstein and I, and by the way, Feinstein leads the Democrats on my committee, we've also agreed that if necessary, these same people will appear in public. And it isn't going to take much to have them appear in public, even if the public appearance might not be, end up much differently than the other thing. But we're trying to get to the bottom of it and get there as fast as we can. What went on in regard to Trump Jr., and we have Manafort in because he was also at the meeting as well. Rick?
Senator, putting aside the issues, the investigation issues, what's your feeling on what appears to be kind of a tendency in the Trump administration to push for more of a reapproachment with the Russians and just to take a few extra steps to get along better? I mean, what's your sense on that?
Well, since I don't know exactly what might be going on, because it's probably done in private conversations, except for those conversations that have been public and on television, I think that with any enemy or any country that isn't particularly friendly to the United States, I think that any effort to establish relationships that will protect America's national security interests ought to be something that you try to do. In other words, let me put it this way. If you got problems with a country, diplomacy ought to be the first tool used, sanctions the second tool, and third would be military action if necessary. And I'm not saying that just about Russia. That would apply to Iran. That would apply to North Korea. And you need to remember that if you might be asking your question because of the Russian involvement in the U.S. election, if your question starts with that premise and then it raises more questions about whether or not it's the right thing to do, you want to remember that almost every White House, which would mean almost any president in recent history, has always tried to improve relations with Russia at some point in recent history. So you've got Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with her reset button. You have George Bush meeting with Putin early in his presidency and say, I looked into his soul and I found such and such. Well, it didn't turn out he found what he thought he found. But that's kind of the relationships that most recent presidents, both Republican and Democrat. So I don't think, as long as their number one concern is our national security, and number one concern better be their national security, because they're commander-in-chief and national security is the number one responsibility of the federal government. As long as our national security is taken into consideration in what they're looking at and proposing and discussing, I think at least George Bush and Obama thought it was the right thing to do. And I don't think our president can be condemned for it. Darren?
Related to the Russian investigation again, Senator, your colleague Senator Franken said yesterday on CNN State of the Union that he believes that you would like your former colleague and current Attorney General Jeff Sessions to appear before your committee regarding this whole issue. Is that the case?
Absolutely. But not just because of Russia and all that stuff. Normally, at least once a year, and sometimes it isn't once a year. It might be once every 18 months, but I'm in favor of once a year, what we call oversight hearings, to bring the Attorney General in for the 20 members of the committee to ask him any questions they want to ask him. And of course, right now, this Russia thing would probably take up most of those questions. But for instance, Chuck Grassley might have questions about letters that aren't answered, investigations that aren't being cooperated with, maybe lack of protection for whistleblowers, things of that nature. Those are the things that I get into, but I wouldn't, I may even have a Russia question as well, but I can tell you probably 15 of the 20 members are going to concentrate on Russia. And let me suggest to you that I haven't set a date on this, but sometime after Labor Day, that could be September or October, I think we need to have such a meeting with the Attorney General.
Senator, I received something today from Senator Ernst's office in regard to discussions that they're going to have on the upcoming new farm bill. And I just wondered if you have heard anything to indicate that there will be any, to look for any big departures or changes, or if talks even got far enough where the word is out.
I would put it in a way that within the last 24 hours, I heard Senator Roberts answer a question, what about the new farm bill? They were probably talking more about timing in the question than they were substance. And I think that I had previously said, I hope we get a farm bill before Christmas. In regard to what Senator Roberts says, he thinks that this is not the time for a revolution in rewriting farm policy. That with the situation the way it is with agriculture, low prices, particularly for grains, that, that we should probably build on what we already have, or tweak what we already have. In other words, not massive changes is what I would describe that he was trying to say, and he's chairman of the committee. He's going to have more input than anybody else. Darren?
And related to health care legislation, is the possibility of a straight-up repeal of Obamacare still on the table? And many have said that that is the one thing that your party campaigned a lot and made the promise to do last year to much political success. And some may say if you can't repeal Obamacare with a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican president, why should people vote for Republicans? Is that a fair question in your mind?
Well, there's a... Right now, we're operating under what you call reconciliation rules. There can be very dramatic changes in Obamacare. But if you're talking about wiping off the books 2,700 pages of Obamacare, we can't do that. but we can do some very significant things through reconciliation. And the vote that we had in December 2015 was doing what I just described to you. It would do away with the individual mandate for individuals, for employers. It would do away with all the tax increases that are in Obamacare. Those are just three examples of what we can do in a 142-page bill that hopefully we can get agreement on and get passed. But your question causes me problems, not because of your question, but because it's very embarrassing as you lay out, legitimately you lay out, that we've been talking 7 years about this. Now we have an opportunity to do it, can't seem to deliver. So then getting back to your main question, would I vote to repeal Obamacare based upon what we did December 2015? The answer is yes. Now tomorrow we could have a vote on proceeding, not on final passage, on proceeding to either the repeal we just talked about, taking up the House bill and amending it if we get on it, or taking up a compromise Senate bill that we've been working on for 2 months that it looks like it's going to be very difficult to get that agreement. And I hope the latter is the best thing. But whether it's any one of those three, I'm going to vote to proceed. Now, then you're going to have 3 or 4 days of debate and amendments. Will I vote for it when it's finally done? I'm going to have to wait and see what the amendments are and how it's been changed at that particular point. But I do know this, that we need to do something pretty dramatic in this area, not only because we've talked about the shortcomings of Obamacare, but because of the failed promises of Obamacare, and most importantly, in Iowa, 72,000 Iowans can't buy health insurance. Rick, and this will be the last question.
Senator, does it look like the administration's proposals on it and on investigating voter fraud are gaining traction, or is it kind of sitting there?
Well, I think they can. I think it will. It will investigate. I think the only impediment to doing their job is the extent to which the states cooperate with turning in their voting rolls and all that stuff. And I don't know how complicated that is, whether it can be stopped in the courts, whether the president's the commission is right in asking for that information. But let me tell you what I know for sure. I know for sure that there's a lot of dead people on the voter rolls. And when you have names on the voter rolls of people that aren't alive and can vote, they can be sucked up by other people that want to break the law and vote more than once, or have people that aren't eligible to vote to vote. And I think it's perfectly legitimate to clean up lists. Now, probably the commission's trying to do a lot more than that, but that's the very list. You ought to have a clean voter list before every statewide election.
Thank you, Darren and Rick, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.